From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. In Afghanistan, presidential candidate Abdullah Abdullah says he's pulling out of the November 7th runoff election with President Hamid Karzai because he says the same problems that plagued the first election are still there. International observers threw out about 1 million fraudulent votes cast for Karzai in the August 20th election. NPR's Soraya Sahari Nelson is in Kabul and has more on Abdullah's decision.
Dr. Abdullah took the podium and in a very emotional speech, he stopped several times to drink some water. You could tell he was angry. He was upset. He announced that he will not be taking part in the November 7th elections. He says the process is simply not transparent enough, that the Karzai government has not addressed any of his concerns about what they might do to avoid the level of fraud that occurred during the first round. And he said he just could not in good conscience take part. He also talked a lot about the history of this country and the sacrifices people have made in decades of war, and that this is a real insult to them and to the people who've died for this country.
NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson in Kabul, Afghanistan. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says there's no question that deficits are still too high, but the priorities must be more economic growth and creating more jobs. Geithner said on NBC's Meet the Press today that deficits should be reduced as the economy continues to rebound. White House advisor Valerie Jarrett says having only one official candidate in Afghanistan's election will not complicate the Obama administration's decision-making process on whether to increase U.S. troop numbers in Afghanistan.
We don't think that it's going to add a complication to the strategy. It's up to the Afghan people and their authorities to decide how to proceed going forward.
Jarrett told ABC's This Week the president's going to make sure he has a war strategy in place before he puts more American men and women in harm's way. The Republican candidate in New York has dropped out of some of the most closely watched House races in the country. A special election scheduled for next week in upstate New York has divided conservative and moderate Republicans, North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports.
Republican State Assemblywoman Didi Scozafava is pro-choice and supports same-sex marriage. During the summer, the GOP saw her as the best pick to defend a House seat in one of the most Democratic states in the country. But conservative groups rebelled, backing conservative candidate Doug Hoffman, funneling hundreds of thousands of dollars to his campaign. Scozafava plummeted in the polls, and today she withdrew from the race. Here she is speaking with the Oswego Democrat newspaper.
It's clear that the campaign is lagging. We've had a struggle with finances, and it was time today, I think, to do the right thing.
Scozafava declined to endorse her conservative party opponent, but most national GOP leaders are pushing for Hoffman to win on Tuesday. He's tied in the latest polls with Democrat Bill Owens. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Saranac Lake, New York.
This is NPR News. The New York Yankees grabbed a one-game lead in the World Series Saturday, beating the Philadelphia Phillies 8-4. Game 3 of the best-of-seven series began after an hour and 20-minute rain delay at Citizens Bank Park. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Susan Phillips has the story.
The Phillies took the lead early in the second inning with a solo homer by Jason Wirth, followed by two more runs. But Yankee Alex Rodriguez hit an instant replay home run when the ball collided with a television camera in the stands, and the Yankees were in the game with two runs. By the fifth inning, Yankee offense shattered the confidence of Phil's pitcher Cole Hamels. In total, the Yankees slammed two more home runs, and by the end of the game, silence had fallen over the hometown Halloween crowd decked out as goblins and ghouls. Game 4 remains in Philadelphia on Sunday when Yankees pitcher CeCe Sabathia takes the mound against the Phillies' Joe Blanton. For NPR News, I'm Susan Phillips in Philadelphia.
Union negotiators representing Philadelphia's subway, trolley, and bus workers will be back at the negotiating table tonight. The union had threatened to go on strike before last night's game, but agreed to keep talking to Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority. The talks are to resume at 6 this evening. At least 8 people are dead today after bombs went off across Iraq. In Babil province, 5 were killed after a bomb on a bike exploded at a crowded market. Nearly 40 others were wounded. In Ramadi, 2 car bombs exploded within minutes of each other in a police parking lot. And south of Baghdad, a remote-controlled bomb went off on a bus near a police checkpoint. Iraqi lawmakers are negotiating, meanwhile, a new election law aimed at ending political disagreements over who controls Kirkuk. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.